The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click the like, you are good to go. There's Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at the underscore Jermaine, at Aaron is Blitz, Dad Degenerates 975. You can text the show, and you know the number for that. And you can also watch us on Twitch. So, trying to work through some laptop issues. And I'll have Holly's laptop. It's charged at 27%. So, I'll get on the text, and I'll get on the Twitch now, at least until it runs out of juice. Because apparently there's nothing here that can charge her laptop. Because it's a fancy new thing. And she doesn't have her charge cord. So she's going to join us at 6 o'clock, by the way. And I love it. The guy who has to tell us he's leaving, block me, you suck. I don't need to block you. You're leaving, remember?
Yeah, I thought you stopped listening.
Yeah, go. Go.
How did you know we didn't like your text unless you stopped, if you stopped listening?
Yeah. Follow up, dude. Follow up.
Idiot.
Yeah. If you say you're going to do something, have the balls to do it. Don't be such a, I don't like you anymore. You're such a mean person.
Still here?
What the hell is that?
It's over. Go home.
Classic.
Yep. Yep.
We introduced our kids to some of those old school 80s movies, and they love Ferris Bueller. Mind you, they're 17 and 14, so they were born in this millennium, and they love Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller holds up.
Of course.
That's one of the movies that you can pretty much watch now, and it still works. That's not true of everything.
No. There are some movies that kind of lose luster over time, but we try to introduce them into like some of that old stuff, and I'll never forget like my proudest like dad introducing his kid to stuff from back in his day moment was years ago on my son's birthday. I'm driving he and some of his friends around. They're going to like the swimming pool and doing all kind of stuff. You know, they were younger at the time. And I said, you know, what do y'all want to listen to? You know, he says, Dad, can you play Tupac right now? Okay. So I'm playing some Tupac and they're jamming. They're loving it. Oh, dad, can you play that Biggie song now? Play that now. And I'm just riding around, just smiling from ear to ear like I have done right with the world because my kids appreciate 90s rap.
Well, there you go.
80s movies, 90s music, all that. We try to make sure they're as well-rounded as possible.
I see. How old are they now?
17 and 14.
Oh.
He's literally my size.
You're almost to the point where you don't need them. They don't need you anymore.
Don't say that. Don't say. Please do not say that.
Hey, it's not a bad place to be. It's I'm not gonna lie. It's now I hear from them when they need money. That's about it. So,
well, the boy says once he graduates next year, he's gonna go to real estate school, and he's gonna sell houses and live in your part of town.
There's worse places.
Yeah. So he likes that whole idea of. And he, you can tell he's really thought about it because he says, I want to sell to people who are like my age, around my age, because we're all going to, like a lot of them work down here. So if they buy houses here, this is where I want to be. You know, I want to live here. I want to sell houses here. You know, I want to, but he's not restricting himself to the, you know, Edo downtown, you know, all that kind of area. He's just saying that's a nice place he wouldn't mind living.
It's got its benefits. You know, it's also got its problems like a lot of places, but it's really weird for me. Like last night, I'm like sitting on the balcony. I'm probably 6.5 furlongs from the George R. Brown, maybe 6 furlongs, certainly no more than that. And nothing. And you can see the helicopters. You know all this stuff's going on. And the only indication was the people who were walking back down down the street from the protests who, you know, talked to a few of them and just kind of asked them how it went and all that kind of stuff. And but, yeah, it's just weird. So my 13-year-old son took on my love for Lynyrd Skynyrd, and it's his favorite band. Neighbors love the fact that he rides around on his bike listening to Skynyrd.
That's dope.
Yeah, so we surprised him for his 11th birthday and took them to their concert, and he was stoked. So
you see, but it's more than just introducing your kids to stuff that you want them to know about historically. It's more of building a bond with them over something that you like, because there's things that my kids like that I try to get into, and I'm just like, I can't really get into it. But there's things that I like that I get them into, and we bond over that. It's more of a bonding experience with your kids.
He says, shout out to Brian Basson, my 13-year-old son. There you go. There's your shout out today. Congratulations. Good parenting. What the hell is a furlong? Dude, how long have you been listening to the show? A furlong is a horse racing measurement. It's 220 yards. So basically 8 furlongs is a mile. So I live less than a mile is what I was saying.
Basically, you're talking horse track.
I put it in terms that fit my idiom.
Yeah.
How's that?
There you go.
Yeah, furlong is actually 1/8 of a mile. So, 1/8 of a mile? Yeah. I should know that. So, if you've never been to a racetrack, that's the measurement they use. So, no, I'm not making fun of you, because most people wouldn't know. It's just if you know horses, you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah. So, I live less than a mile. Probably less than 3/4 of a mile, actually. Maybe right there.
Yeah, it's right in that mile vicinity. Yeah.
But that's the point I was trying to make, was that I'm right there by it. And it's almost like a different world. And that's one of the things that I kind of got on Monday, you know, kind of got on myself, because I'm sitting there doing normal things, going to the bar and drinking and playing poker on my phone while all this stuff's going on. And I'm not... Yeah. Whoops. Okay. She's got the volume up. Damn it. Okay. Hang on a second. I'm glad that I can hear myself here, but I have to mute her computer. Rookie mistake. Because I want to see the Twitch. So now if you guys chat on the Twitch, we're good. I got it all set up. I got Twitch set up and I got the text line set up.
Man, I was having fun with the Twitchers. They like me because they say I actually use it.
Okay, well, then you can use it. They're going to be little bitches. I always give them love.
Yeah, it's been fun interacting with the guys on Twitch. I thought it would be, like, really difficult, but it's really not that.
No, that's actually a good crew, all kidding aside.
They really are.
Much better than the texters, because I don't know that anyone's ever come on and said, I'm not listening to you anymore. You suck. Block me. Yeah, God.
No,
I guarantee you, and I'd be willing to bet a small child on this. I don't have a small child, but if somebody wants to loan me one, the same a-hole will be tweeting tomorrow or texting tomorrow.
Of course. The space goes, no, he is not turning on you guys. He actually said you guys are better than the texters, so he didn't turn.
No, I haven't turned on anybody yet. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Sure you don't want to crack this beer?
Yes, I do. Right. It's supposed to be, you said, slightly lower than room temperature, right?
Yeah, it's perfect right now. Now's the time.
Yeah, so.
I had it in the refrigerator at home, and I figured it would be about right when it got here.
Gotcha.
And if you didn't get one, I think they're all gone now. But, man, what a terrific beer it turned out to be, the Falcon 9. And, somebody was asking, if I save the bottle, will you sign it? Sure, but you should get Tom to sign it, because he did it. I just had an idea.
He actually executed the idea.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I have to tell you, going through this whole process, and I've told the story about how it came about before, so I'm not going to belabor that. But once he decided to do it, I got to go and watch how they brew it and everything that goes into that, and then how they bottle it. I mean, it was really fun to see the whole process and how much work actually goes into getting this thing to the public. And can't wait for the barrel aged version. And shout out to the Whitmires for that.
So, question: are they going to make more of these?
This one, no.
Damn it! Almost don't want to open it now.
This is it. Once those are sold out, they're gone. Now, a version of this beer, right now, even as we speak, is aging in Whitmires bourbon rye barrels. There will be more of those. Because they're going to use the smaller bottles, because they're also going to be really potent.
Oh.
So smaller bottles, and there's actually more beer. There was about 300 bottles of this.
Gotcha.
Somewhere in that range. So
I remember you were talking about it and saying it was going to be pretty exclusive. I just missed out on going over there and getting it. I can't remember what I was doing that day or what was going on. But
well, they had it for about 4 days, and it was around the SpaceX launch is when they launched it, and it's really cool. And so they had some Saturday. A lot of people were tweeting me that they enjoyed it. So someone 3 says on Twitch we can see you, so we're less inclined to piss you off. I didn't really get I don't really get pissed off, guys. I like to make fun of people. That's all. I pull knuckleheads like that out because it's fun for me. So yeah, I'm a bad person. I've been telling you guys this for years. Nobody listens. I'm a horrible human being. I forget wives' birthdays. I make fun of dumbs on the text line. That's what I do. I enjoy it. That's how I get pleasure out of life.
Call your co-host ugly.
No, I don't do that. I mean, I've never done that. I said two out of three. You get to pick which two.
I'm already bald and I can't change my skin color. So what was the third one, Fred?
Don't remember. Really don't remember. But whatever it was, maybe you need to take a look at yourself.
Okay.
I mean, beautiful is a strong word. You know, I mean, like, this is a beautiful beer.
Well, here's the thing. It had to be a B word because it was like bald, black.
Bitchy.
Now, see, it's getting worse.
See, now you're 3 for 3.
And I only made one slight reference to your hair being a funny looking color or whatever. I didn't even say, like, you're weird looking. I just said it looks weird because of the way it's colored. That was it. And then I just get unloaded on.
No, I'm just saying it's like anything else. I'll treat you the way you treat me.
But
you're nice to me, I'll be nice. You want to make fun of my hair, my beautiful, glorious mane? No, okay.
Gloves are off.
I'll make fun of you. It's all good. Oh man,
pretty typical day on the Blitz.
Yeah, it's kind of how it works. And then somebody, ugh, room temperature beer sounds gross. Now some beers are better at, like this one in particular. Slightly cold, it tastes better. Really cold, it doesn't taste as well because there's so much going on with the flavors.
That's what a lot of people don't understand about bourbons and whiskeys and stuff like that also. Like some of them you need to put it on ice. Some of them you need to drink it neat. You know, there's different ways to drink different beers, different liquors and stuff like that. You just have to know which is the best way. It's just like a steak.
Now, see, here's how you insult me. The guy who did it last week texted in to again today that I look like a lesbian squire. There you go. That's funny.
What the hell does a lesbian squire look like? That's weird.
Apparently, take a look at the Twitch channel. This guy. And I don't take that as an insult. So there. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. No AJ. He'll be back tomorrow. Guess some people need to wait until the mountains turn blue to know when to drink a beer. Well played, sir. Well played. Nice. See, there are some good textures. I've got about 10 or 15 really world-class textures that always have funny stuff. You can tell when they're... See, like one problem with things like text and Twitter, it's hard to tell when you're trying to be funny sometimes because it doesn't come off as funny. Sometimes it just comes off as mean, and then they get mad when you say, you know, dickweed. No, I was trying to be funny. The guys who really get it on Twitter and there, you could tell they're being funny.
Right.
And maybe it's just because I recognize the numbers because they have enough good texts. And a lot of guys put their names on there, so I remember that too. But there's a good group. And then there's about, I don't know, it's always the same, I think, two or three people And sometimes they use different numbers, but they text the same stuff, so you know that it's the same person. And there's always the guy who says, I'm never listening again. I'm going to go listen to satellite radio. Bye. And you're back the next day bitching about something else that you don't like.
It's almost like a masochistic kind of thing, because it's, if you dislike something so badly, why do you stick with it?
I don't know. Some people just like to complain. It's cool. I mean, hey, if it's the highlight of your day to get mad about things we say on air, or to come up and hate us, or send texts saying how much you hate me, be my guest. If that's what makes you happy, that's all I care about. I just want people to be happy. It was asked me, when was the last time Canada was in a war? They were a big part of World War II. They were in Europe long before we were. And they were also part of the first Gulf War coalition. They did not do the second one. But that's one of the things that's really different that people don't quite get. And when I say, yeah, Canada has a lot better things going on right now, they also don't have to police the world. They have that luxury. There's a lot of countries that have that luxury. Now, you can argue not whether or not we should be doing it, but we are. And the world needs us to do that. Because, you know, so that changes things quite a bit. There's a lot of social programs you can't do to have a military like this big. Now, you could argue we don't need all the stuff that we have. I would argue that we should pay our military more money, that some of the budget should go to that. But that, when you have that, it's really hard to do some of the, see, that's a luxury for Canada and for a lot of those countries. Then when we always talk about the ones on the best countries list, they're not having to fight wars. They're not having to go and defend other countries.
So. And another thing is, too, there's so much disproportionate government spending when you look at how much politicians actually make and how much a teacher makes. You look at how much a judge or a district attorney makes, and you look at how much some of our military members make. So there's a lot of disproportionate government spending where a lot of that money needs to be reshifted and refocused on people who truly matter, in my opinion.
So he says, isn't no war a positive? Yeah, hey, I would love to live in a world where there were no wars, there was no violence, there was nobody killed anybody. That would be my perfect world. I would love to live in that. But, you know, while there may not be a lot of them, there's bad people out there who will do bad things. There's bad leaders who will do bad things. What we have to do as a country is make sure that we don't become the bad guys, that we don't become the evil empire. And that's something we have to focus on. But, yeah, but it would be perfect. And some of the wars I don't agree with. There's a lot of them that we've been involved in that I don't agree with. But there's going to come a time when we're going to have to be in a war to save lives, to stop an aggressor who's wanting to kill people. This generation is forgetting it, but there's going to be more Stalins and Hitlers out there. It's going to happen again. And when it does, then that's what America is going to be about. You said the world needs us to police it. Explain why. It's not what I said. I said that we are the policemen for things like that. And that's, and would you rather have China be that? Would you rather have Russia be that?
Exactly. Space Ghost on Twitch literally just commented that a little while ago. Just imagine if China policed the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And does that mean we should be involved in everything we are? No. But there is a need for what we do.
It's like the saying goes, to whom much is given, much is expected. And the United States has a lot of technological and military advantages over a lot of the other countries in the world. So when you're in that position, you should do some policing. But at the same time, like you said, there we shouldn't be poking our nose any and everywhere where it's not required. Hmm. And there's a ton of it that's not required, and we just do it anyway.
And that's where we as citizens have to make our voices heard about that we don't think you should be here. And at some point, we have to get real politicians and not just a bunch of crooks who are there to line their pockets. And 95% of the people in the world are great. 5%, just kind of like the texters. I use that 5% number. Politicians, it's the exact opposite. 5% of them are worth a damn. The other 97, 95% can all just go to hell. And until we get that fixed, then yeah, we're still going to go into wars where we don't belong. But there is going to be a war where we're needed. And when it happens, who would you rather trust? So 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, Marcus in West Houston says, no war sounds like a planet with no humans. Yeah, that's pretty much what it would be, no humans. And if these apes keep attacking and stealing the COVID, guess what? We're not going to be here. So
here's another thing that kind of people don't pay attention to. They look at the Rona is here, and then all the protests start and people stop paying attention to it and the media stops covering it. And people are saying, well, there must not be any new cases. Well, what about all the new cases? Where's the new cases? Everybody's gathering and protesting. Where's the new cases? Oh, trust me, it's coming. But what you have to realize, idiots who saying, where are the new cases? It takes 2 weeks for the virus to incubate before you could show symptoms, up to 2 weeks. It could be as much as 3 weeks, I've heard.
Yeah, I've kind of been, I don't want to say skeptical, because that implies that, yeah, I haven't thought all along that this thing is as bad as it's being made out to be. I think for most of the people who get it, it's like, I don't know if you saw the Frank Martin got it, didn't even know it. Said he just had some fatigue.
Yeah.
And that's most people. A lot of us have probably already had it. And I think the numbers are skewered because there's no way that they've tested everybody. I haven't been tested, but I think there's a good chance that I had it and I'm done with it. And so I think the death rate is a lot lower than people think. Now, how fast it's spreading, you know, for the people it's bad for. Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah, at-risk people, man. Don't be risked. You know, don't get out there in that mess. But I also believe that at some point, you know, now as we start coming back, yeah, you're going to see a spike in cases. But it's also, you're also have more testing. So, of course, the number is going to go up, right? So, to me, it's hard to tell. And it's so hard to find anybody to trust on any of this because... And, man, listen, I've been part of the media my whole life. Some of the scare tactics that they throw out there, some of the words that they use in the stories, some of the things about, and so many of these doctors and disease experts, man, this is their Super Bowl. So they're loving this. They're going to come out. Hey, raise your hand if you'd heard of Dr. Fauci before any of this, and then put it down because you're lying. Everybody knows Dr. Fauci now, don't they?
Yep.
And guess what? You don't think he likes being in center attention? That everybody cares what he has to say? There's a lot of people like that. I was talking about this the other day with Cristobal coming in the Gulf. You know who's happy? All the weather people at all the TV stations. Hey, look, everybody's going to pay attention to us. When something happens in sports, guess what? Hey, hello, this is what we do. You're going to listen to us.
But the thing is, there's always going to be something that's going to come along that's going to garner the media's attention and is going to take it away from whatever else was the hot button issue at the time, because we're in that day and age where there's no longer a 24 or 7 day news cycle. It's like 5 minutes at some points.
Well, that's the ADD society. And but for certain things, though, it still holds. And the only reason we've turned away from the Rona is because the riots and the protests. We'll be back on the Rona next week when they start talking about, oh, people went to the protests and got the Rona. We'll be back on the Rona. The Rona is the equivalent of that damn airliner that disappeared. And for months, every day, that's yes. All they did was, where the hell did the airliner go?
I think we heard a ping off the black box in the South Pacific.
Ancient astronaut theorist suggests that it was captured by an alien. You see all these alien sightings lately. I got another one for you at some point today. It's crazy. All right. Somebody asked how many of those protesters actually go get tested. That's what I asked myself. Probably not. Because, guys, young people, they don't care about the Rona. They're not going to. If they get it, it's going to be a cough. And most of these guys are young. So, look, I don't blame them. It's their choice. Just don't take it home to your parents and grandparents if you're a healthy. That's all. And me, I'll just wear masks. It's my equalizer with you handsome people. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Looking like they blind, but we already on it. In the left with Celine, like that bad that she want. A lot of teams. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A.J. will be back tomorrow. Jason Braddock asked me, did you comment on the aspect of Breeze and Katrina when we were talking about that?
No.
Okay. Because... sure loved him then.
I mean, here's the thing. Another guy asked me on Twitter earlier, does this cloud what he's done for the community to you? And I said, no, it doesn't. And again, you can dislike something about a person, but you don't have to totally dislike the person themselves.
Yeah, that's one of those questions. That, oh, does this change your opinion of somebody? No, no. Do I agree with what he said? No. It's probably bad timing. Do I think that makes him a turd and a horrible human being? No. Turds do stuff like forget wives' birthdays on the day of. That's what a turd does.
Does the drive-by happy birthday.
Mm. 2A1 says, if women ruled the world, there'd be no wars, just a bunch of jealous countries not talking to each other. Shame on you, 281. By the way, I'm ready for women to rule the world. You know, you guys can have it. Here's what I'll ask for one thing in return. Because white guys have had 200 plus years, right? They've had their chance. I'm fine with women ruling the world. I mean, you guys can have all, you can be president, you can be whatever you need to be. I want Hollywood back. I want you guys to quit taking movies with male casts and doing all female casts. I think that's a fair trade. You can rule the world, but give me my action movies back with dudes.
Can we get a little bit more in that trade? I mean, we're giving up rulership of the world for dude movies.
Yeah,
I think we can get a little. I think this sounds like Bill O'Brien would approve that trade.
Oh, of course he would. Everybody watching on Twitch, when are you going to drink the beer? I don't know. I told him to go get glasses.
I got glasses. I asked Tyler, I said, hey, Tyler, do you have something to open the beer? He said yes. And then
so you should be following up.
I even
on the
left
break.
The door open.
Well, yeah, which you're not supposed to do while we're
I thought
on
he was going to come in and open the beer.
No, he's not going to do it during the middle of a segment.
But it was on break when I left the door open.
Well, you shouldn't have left the door open on break. What you do is go check on him on the next break. And see what he's got like 400 interns out there he's trying to train. Man's busy. He actually works around here. Oh, dear. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, why is it only white people see aliens from Fisher?
What?
I've got to say, I think he's right about this. Everyone, and admittedly, I watch a lot of stuff about aliens. I watch Ancient Aliens. I watch all these shows. UFOs, it's almost always white people that are abducted.
This is true.
And hey, maybe you know what? Maybe white people need something like that. You know, if they're gonna get abused by aliens, at least they've got something, right? You can say, hey, the aliens only want white people. Racist aliens.
What if the aliens?
You know, it's funny that I know he's joking about that, but I can't remember anything other than white people getting abducted by aliens.
There was this story several years ago about a leprechaun in Alabama, and it was in a black neighborhood. It is hilarious. I'll have to send that to you.
Wasn't the guy that we talked about last week who says he's the keeper of the leprechauns?
No, it was not the keeper of the leprechauns. Not that guy.
A few sports things to jump on, but and I'll get to the aliens at some point. Probably wait for Holly because Holly likes aliens too. We both decided we would party with the aliens if they ever show up. But Timmy Jernigan not joining the Texans after all.
Yeah, I saw that. And I have thoughts of what nobody said why. Supposedly he was cleared by a doctor, even though they agreed to the deal a while ago, and he was cleared by a doctor, according to Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle. So if you agree to a deal, he's cleared by a doctor. What was the holdup?
I don't know. I don't know. Unless he just decided, I mean, he never signed it, I guess. But it's just weird because I thought, okay, that's a rotation piece that they can mm-hmm. use in the middle. He's not anything special, but he doesn't suck. He can play at the NFL level. And they need some bodies there.
And it was a one-year prove-it type of the $3.75 million, and I think only a third of that, $1.25, was guaranteed. So when you look at the amount of money that they had potentially tied up in him guaranteed, it's like a veteran minimum, basically, $1.25. And he's only 27 years old. So let's say, for example, you sign him to that one-year deal. He proves that he can do it. You can try to bring him back at a long-term extension or a decent extension, but a guy who's, let's say, 28 at that point and he's proven himself, he's going to garner a good bit of money, but now he's just in the wind.
Somebody's talking about this Netflix thing called Unacknowledged. Has anybody seen that? It's about aliens. I may have to check that out. I've kind of run the gamut on everything now. I was talking about the Jeffrey Epstein thing. I don't know if you saw that one yet, but that's pretty damn disturbing, to say the least. But I've watched that. So, yeah, if it's about aliens, I'm in. I'm fascinated. I know Aaron probably saw the story about how the aliens were observing the Falcon 9 launch.
I saw it. I don't know how much evidence we actually have of it.
You saw the launch, or you saw the aliens watching the launch?
No, I saw the story.
Oh.
That you could see aliens from, like, once it actually was in space, like, you could see alien ships apparently in the background, or what people thought were. But there's a whole lot of satellites and debris and stuff floating around out in space. Might have just been something shiny that reflected the sun.
It, 9 times out of 10, that's what it was. And people will get their, you know, their panties in a bunch thinking that, oh, I saw it. I saw something there. And then they'll blow it up, zoom in, slow it down, Zapruder it to death, and try to figure out what it was and why it happened and everything else. And no, it sounds stupid.
Do you see the ratings for Discovery Channel for the launch?
Yeah, huge.
Which, you know, I thought
huge.
It's the biggest. It's tremendous. Now, I thought maybe Aaron and I were the only dorks who were into this, but apparently that put Discovery Channel on the map.
I saw somebody compiled on Reddit. They compiled all the live stream stuff because you could watch it on NASA TV on YouTube. And I think somebody had a Twitch channel up on SpaceX, and there were over 10 million people just watching internet streams of it across the country.
I'm not surprised. I totally forgot about it, and a client told me about it, and I was like, oh, crap, it already happened, didn't it? She was like, yeah. Well, I'll have to go watch the highlights when I get home.
Shame.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
713 says, hey, Fred, please stop saying that young people only have a cough if they get coronavirus. I'm currently treating 2 18-year-old patients in the ICU. While young people typically have more reserve, they can still get very sick from it. Love your show, but this misinformation will make people even more careless. My point is, these guys are already careless, 713. They're going to do it. I'm not going to be able to change their minds. I'm the one that's been sitting here beating the drum for a mask and being told that I'm a bleeping idiot for it. So it doesn't matter what I say. They're going to do it. That's how they feel about it. I'm reflecting what they're telling me. And do I think everybody should be in gatherings right now? Absolutely not. But the vast majority of the numbers all say that it's at-risk people or other health. Of course you're going to have – there's going to be exceptions. Of course. There's a 103-year-old lady who should have been dead from it who was slamming beers afterwards.
That was the most awesome story.
Yeah, it was. So, I mean, I appreciate your text, but just, you know, I'm having no impact on these guys. I've already tried to tell them. And I walked down to the store where the guy almost died today that I mentioned in the first segment. I walk in there. I'm the only person with a mask besides the people working there. Nobody else is wearing them. So I'm not having any impact. So don't put that on me. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. So
that's one of the best lines in movie history.
Somebody says, since there's no public platforms to voice my opinion, this is the way I can express it. I'm in no way holding a racial bias, but I will tell you Native Americans have been held back essentially more than anyone. We love this country more than anyone, and for the right reasons. And, yeah, that gets lost. It's so much of our history we ignore. We really do. I mean, what was done to the Native Americans in this country was criminal. It was criminal. And, you know, we should have embraced them.
Exactly. You don't come to a country, a new land, and you bring disease and famine and everything to the natives in that land and then decide to take their land and marginalize them and basically outright put them out of their own land and then only give them small pockets of it and say, okay, here, this is yours. Like, you literally took over a whole country and you give them little slivers of it.
And then even took that away. Oh, what? There's fill in the blank gold here? Oh, you move over there.
Yeah.
Oh, there's good farmland here? Oh, you move over there. And, I mean, that's, talk about wars. I mean, that was a conquering is what that was. That was a war. And, yeah, I think that gets lost. I think because it's easy to just ignore right now. And by the way, the Rona is really bad on a lot of the reservations. My 83-year-old grandmother had Rona for 2 weeks and never showed a single symptom. I stopped wearing my mask about 3 weeks ago because of it. See, that's why I disagree with that. Because I'm kind of getting back to his point. Well, there's two 18-year-olds who are sick. It affects everybody differently. And, you know, we probably have had it, but it's not. The mask isn't for you. That's all I've ever said. The mask is so other people feel better. So you're not getting them sick. And, like, I had at the bar the other night, one of the bartenders, who, by the way, hot bartenders still look hot with masks, maybe hotter in my mind, thanked me for wearing mine coming up to the bar to order my drinks. Because nice. You're thinking about them, not yourself. That's it. But, hey, it's the world we live in. And I go to the bar, order it, go outside, sit down, then take off my mask to drink my beer and snack on my food. Then rinse, repeat, over and over and over. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Join our ESPN 97.5 newsletter now. Stay up to date on everything sports, what's trending, and participate in weekly contests and giveaways. Just head to ESPN975.com to subscribe now. And follow up from 254. I want him to get his point across here. Says, my point is, if my 83-year-old grandmother got it and never showed a symptom of it, why should I completely change the way I live my life for a very minute amount of people that may be within the highly susceptible age range? My grandmother was at age range and had zero problems. Sorry, but I conformed for 2 months. Can't do it any longer. Brother, wearing a mask is completely changing your life. If it is, okay, fine. I'm sorry. I don't see it as completely changing your life or asking you to conform. So I get it. You know, you knew somebody who had it who was in the risk range and she's fine, so why should you worry about it? It ain't about you. It's about the other people you come into contact with, especially since you've been around it. That's all. So if that's your opinion, ain't nothing I can say.
I was at HEB the other day getting some stuff for the kids that they asked me for. And I'm walking back to the car and this couple gets out. And the lady looks at the guy and was like, hey, where's your mask? He goes, F that mask. I'm not wearing it. Screw these people.
You know, and that's your choice. If you don't want to wear it, don't wear it. I mean, I've chosen to do it. I've chosen to try to get people to do it. And you're either going to listen or you're not. And I think your reasons for not wearing them, I haven't heard a good one. And I know people have tried to tell me, but if it's just a personal freedom thing, then just stop, guys. I'm sorry. And if a store tells you to wear them, wear them. And the rest of the time, don't. You don't have to wear them in your car. You don't have to wear them at home. And you don't even have to wear them the whole time you're out, just when you're within 6 or 7 feet of people.
That's right. It. That's it.
And I see so many people that just don't want to wear it, and they're like all in people's faces, and they're in, within the 6 feet limit. The weirdest ones are the ones who wear it while they're in their cars by themselves.
Yeah, and look, it's to me your personal choice is, hey, what kind of cooling can I come up with? This is my one mask to rule them all. This is my V for Vendetta mask. It's badass. I love it. Craig Shelton's got me several good masks that I've had custom made. I got a bunch of Toronto Maple Leaf masks. I mix it up. That's where I show my personal freedom. But you know what? If you don't want to do it, I'm not telling you to do it at this point. I'm telling you, go ahead and live your life and do what you're going to do. But I'm sorry that I have no understanding of why you feel like this is such a big deal. And I've really asked people to explain it to me, and it just doesn't resonate. So, I mean, do what you want to do, man. But I'm not going to hang around with you unless I really know you. And hey, I'm going out. I'm doing stuff. Guess what? We're going to steak night tomorrow night. You know what I'm going to do? Wear it when I go into order. Go outside. Sit with my friends. Take it off. Just when I'm around other people. Is that changing your life? Is that really changing your life and conforming? Is it? Because if it is, then, you know, all right. Call me a conformist. All right, let's. I do have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day I need to get to, but I got to figure out how to get it on my phone. So hang on for a second before we do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
You know, the ones that really bother me are the ones that, like I said, refuse to wear the mask, or also the ones who go a little bit too overboard with it. Like I said, you're in your car by yourself, you're wearing your mask, or you put on gloves to keep yourself safe at the store, but then you start touching your phone, you're touching your face, and you're adjusting your mask with the gloves on, and you're opening everything, and it's like, what is the point of wearing gloves if you're just going to cross-contaminate with the gloves on?
Well, there's a lot of stuff I don't get, to be honest with you. Like, if I go to an ATM machine and punch those buttons, somebody's punched those buttons before me, or if I'm doing the PIN on my, when I'm running my debit card, I mean, is it really doing us any good? I don't know, but a lot of experts say the mask helps prevent the spread. Whether it's 1% or 10%, what's the big deal? But no, it came from communist China. Those communists in China do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to conform. Hell no. It's America. My choice to cough in your face. It is.
Government ain't going to tell me what to do.
Yeah, I get it. But just do what you want to do. I'm going to do what I'm doing. And it's not to keep me from getting it. It's if I wind up having it, from spreading it to somebody else, or the flu, or, you know, whatever weird disease I pick up from whatever prostitute that I hook up with. I'm not going to spread it to you because I got a mask on. And if you're my friend and we're all hanging out, great. I'm trusting that we're all doing that. But, you know, it's I don't see the big deal. So he says, washing my hands and using hand sanitizer completely changed my life. It's been tough on me, Fred. Pray for me.
It has been hard. I mean, Think about it. We've had to wear light little masks over our faces. We've had to, you know, sanitize our hands and wash our hands and keep things clean. God forbid that we sanitize and clean things. It's life altering, Fred. Don't you see the trauma that we've gone through?
Yeah, and 254 is pointing, he almost lost his job because the Rona. Look, I get all that. I mean, the fact that the Rona is crap. I mean, I was warning everybody what was going to happen to the economy, and nobody wanted to listen to me. And it's, oh, people are dying. We got to lock everything up. And now, one of the stories I had today, there's thinking 150,000 people may die out of despair from COVID-19, which is more than the people who are dying from it because of what we've done. So, man, listen, I'm not telling people not to go out and do stuff. Go do it. I wish you'd wear a mask. I'm asking you to wear a mask. And, yeah, it's your choice. It's your choice. I'm telling you what I'm going to do. And you don't have to do what I do. That's the great thing about it. I'm not going to, if you choose not to, I'm not going to tell you you're an idiot. So,
but if AJ was here, he'd talk about how the Rona is that disease that goes after people who mocks it. Because of all the people who have contracted it, who, you know, made a joke out of it and thought it was a hoax, so on and so forth. So I believe that, because there was that one, there was this one guy on Facebook, older white guy, he was like in his 60s or whatever, and he was making all these posts about how it's a hoax by the Democrats or something like that. With it's a political charge, media run thing, blah, 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 blah. He died of the Rona.
Yeah. There's been a few of those.
The pastor who in like North or South Carolina who says, I'm not listening to no government shutdown, I'm running my church, he died from the Rona. So many examples of that. And it's just like karma. Karma will get you where common sense doesn't. You lack the common sense, karma's going to get you.
409 says, hey, Fred, just checking in again. Are Republicans and Democrats still the same? Are we still of the opinion that there are no differences between the two when it comes to governing? No, they're not, because you know why? They're just crooks and idiots spouting agendas that half of them don't believe to get elected by sheep on both sides. That's what they are. And yes, if you're a Democrat who identifies as a Democrat and, oh, here's all my issues, I have no respect for you. And if you're someone who says, oh, we have to follow everything down the Republican Party line, I got no respect for you. And your arguments, you do the same thing to each other and claim, oh, look what the other side does.
Hey, man, that.
Congress wouldn't work with Obama. Now it's, oh, Congress won't work with Trump. It's the same crap. And if you're out there waving the flag for one of these parties, dude, I'm sorry. Take each issue individually. And let's start. I mean, at some point, we got to start electing people that aren't a bunch of dickweeds.
You know, I think we should start a new political party.
God, this beer's so good.
Ugh. It is. It really is. Yeah.
Man, I've thought about that. I've thought about getting into politics. It's not for me. It takes a special person to be good at it. And to really be out there trying to change the world and not trying to line their pockets. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that if I got in there and all of a sudden there's all this money for stuff, I'm human. I'm probably going to say, oh, yeah, get a free trip to France so you can pitch me on whatever this is you're supposed to be lobbying me on. Yeah, okay. Let's get on the private plane. I'll have a Carbach. Yeah, that's I mean, I wouldn't sit here and tell you I wouldn't be corrupted by stuff. I don't know. You're dangling hot chicks and money in front of me. Might change my opinion on some things. But no, even if we had just one real person as a politician, one real person. And I mean, I'm sure they're out there. But even the ones that I really like and think, hey, this guy could be pretty good, they always just fall over to whatever the party line is.
Eventually, it happens.
And there's not a human being in the world that can actually believe everything in their own party, including the leaders, and blame the other one for everything else. So, yes, you guys are the same. And I stand by that statement, and I will until somebody changes it, and it's not going to be me because I'm old. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.